So what we'll do, we'll just wait for a minute or two for everybody else to join, and then we'll get started and talk about the class, some of the objectives, and then I guess the main thing, also have some Q&A and be available for questions that may come up too.
Okay, wonderful.
Hi, this is Liz Evers. I just joined the call from FCCI.
Oh, great. Hi, Liz. This is Peter Metzner, and I'll be working with Mike too on the program. So glad that you're here, and Mike should be joining us shortly too.
All righty.
Yeah. And then what we could do is it's getting close to 7. Maybe as we're waiting for Mike and as we get more callers joining us, it might be good, too, Liz, for you to introduce yourself and the company and your experience with the program. And then after you, I can introduce myself, and then I think Mike should be coming in sometime very, very shortly as well.
Okay. Sure, that sounds good.
Great. Great.
You want to wait till a few more people join, or you want me to go ahead and jump in?
Well, you know, it's 7 o'clock. It's the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and make the most of our time, and if you
Alrighty.
Could introduce yourself, your company, and also the experience you've had with the practicum.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so my name is Liz Evers. I'm with FCCI Insurance Group in Sarasota, Florida, and I'm in the Learning and Development Department here. And this year I'm responsible for running a program that we have called the Emerging Leaders Program. And we had the same program actually last year and the year before. It was under someone else's oversight. However, during both years, and we're doing the same thing again this year, we did involve or make available to the participants in this program the option of coaching as part of their learning and development. So the coaching being to kind of reinforce some of what they're learning, you know, help them work through any issues as leaders and so forth. So the folks who participated in this program, meaning the program by Mike and Peter, were actually served as coaches for our emerging leader participants. And the experience that they got from that our participants got from the coaching, the feedback was really, really positive. They found it extremely beneficial. All of them really felt a connection with their coach, and in some cases, I would say maybe about 20 to 25% of the time, individuals who finished the coaching as part of the Emerging Leaders Program, even after they graduated from the program, so to speak, they opted to continue working with the coach that they had been working with under the coaching program, if that makes any sense. Hopefully it does.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's a little bit about, you know, kind of my involvement. I can share more with you about the, you know, who the participants are, what the program's all about, the program here that we have, the Emerging Leaders Program, and their, you know, their experience and expectations, you know, as the call goes on. But in a nutshell, that's kind of where how FCCI has been working with Mike and Peter over the years.
Great, great. And here's a question, too. How
Sure.
useful was the coaching to the emerging leaders? So what were some of the feedback or some of the results that you saw?
Well, the feedback was really, really positive. As I mentioned, there are several people who opted to continue the coaching. They found it that valuable.
Mm-hmm.
What everybody said that they benefited greatly from having a very specific and defined goal for the coaching. That was something that they worked out in conversation with their managers before they entered the coaching process, and then also discussed with their actual coach. Agreed upon some goals, very specific goals that they were going to work on, and then through the coaching process, were able to move through and see some improvements. I mean, people definitely
mm-hmm.
said that they felt more comfortable with whatever the issue was that they were dealing with. They felt comfortable talking with the coaches, you know, sounding boards and so forth. So really all
mm-hmm.
in all, a very positive process for us.
Great, great. Yeah, well, Liz, that's fantastic. And could you tell us a little bit more about your company, the mission, the work that that you do as well to give a little bit more context for everybody.
Sure, absolutely. We are an insurance company, again, based out of Sarasota, Florida. We have about 850 or so employees. They are spread out pretty much all over the kind of southeast and eastern part of the U.S., primarily in our location here, as well as locations in the Gulf Coast area, Midwest, Southeast, and Southwest. So we have different regional offices where employees report to. So the emerging leaders actually come from a variety of different locations. So they're not all here in Sarasota. Some of them are sprinkled throughout our different locations. The company itself is 850 employees. We are an insurance company. We are primarily commercial property and casualty, as well as workers' compensation. And we're writing businesses, I think, in 20 states at this point. Really quickly growing company. We've been very successful. One thing I will tell you, if you Google us and you look us up on the internet and just see what people are saying about us, we have, I think it's the 13th or 14th year consecutive, been ranked as one of the top employers in the state of Florida, and that's based
wow.
on employee feedback as well as, you know, audits and interviews and so forth that the, you know, the organization running the this particular event, you know, that there's, it's all based on employee feedback, which is really, I'm really proud to be able to say that. And the things that you read about the company are all super positive. It's a great culture, a very family-oriented culture, and just an all-around wonderful place to work.
And I know coaching and development is a big part of that. What I'd
Huge.
Like to add,
yes.
in my background, years ago I worked for a place called the Center for Creative Leadership in Greensboro. And,
sure.
and there when we looked at the most successful companies and what I saw, a direct link between training, coaching, and development and success as the company, the growth, as well as employee mm-hmm. satisfaction. And so I don't think it's an accident that you're doing so well. And I think the investment you put
it.
In your employees, yeah, is paying off handsomely.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of focus on learning and development here. We have a School of Excellence, which is kind of our corporate university, and we've tried really hard over the years to emphasize that all learning doesn't necessarily take place in the classroom, that coaching, mentoring, you know, having a buddy, learning on the job, that those are all excellent ways to develop, and the company invests a lot of money and time, you know, into our employees
mm-hmm.
to help them grow.
So, Liz, what do you think, coming from the folks on the call, we're mm-hmm. doing an executive coaching practicum, and so along the ways, we'll be working with some tools like PeopleMap, and also, mm-hmm. Could you tell us some of the other assessments that you use that you'll find that we'll also be working
no.
with, too?
No.
Yep, absolutely. We do use PeopleMap, and everybody in the group, we have 24 emerging leaders in this year's group. They've all completed PeopleMap, and by the end
mm-hmm.
of December, they all will also have completed the Myers-Briggs as well as the
mm-hmm.
StrengthsFinder.
Oh, great.
Are you familiar with the Gallup StrengthsFinder? Yep. So we like to use those three tools. They're kind of complementary, you know, of each other, and really everyone in the organization has completed the StrengthsFinder, and almost everybody here has completed PeopleMap. So it's part
mm-hmm.
of our language and our culture, you know, which is really exciting for us.
Yeah, now that's fantastic. So what we will do, what Mike and I will do to support all of the coaches in the practicum is be working with PeopleMap, especially geared towards executive and managerial coaching.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be working a little bit more in depth, too, in understanding the Myers-Briggs. And I like that you're doing the StrengthsFinder. Just a quick story about myself. I first started working mm-hmm. with it about 10 or 15 years ago when it first came out, and I made a commitment to organize my life around my five signature strengths. And that has helped me tremendously in not only enjoying what I do, but being
mm-hmm.
successful, too.
Oh, that's great.
And I find that when you look at assessments like PeopleMap and add StrengthsFinders, mm-hmm. it's a very powerful combination.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and also for a number of years, I taught at then it was called William Peace University. So I worked with in a leadership program, and for every semester for about 7 years, we did. I worked with the students with PeopleMap, and then we also spent time with StrengthFinders to help them, you know, adjust and thrive in life after college. So, I found working with young people to be very to be not only rewarding but very helpful too.
So you'll be. Discussing PeopleMap as part of the curriculum, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
And so the PeopleMap, the MBTI, and also knowing that you did StrengthFinders, it's new. We didn't work with it last year, so this must be new?
It's a new thing. We decided to go with StrengthFinders as opposed to FIRO-B, to give people kind of a different look, and because it is – we have used StrengthsFinder throughout the organization as part of our career development process, and we thought it would be useful to keep, you know, just kind of keep reinforcing rather than adding a new tool, you know.
Right. Well, and I think
the concepts.
Yes. And I think the whole idea of building a strength-based organization, I think, is very research-based and very, very useful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great to hear this, to have you on the call. And so then from my end, and working with Mike, we'll be working with these assessments. And so it's 20 classes. So the foundation will be getting a really good in-depth understanding of PeopleMap, using it and coaching and executive coaching, as well as the MBTI. And then I've got ample material on StrengthFinders as well, and anything that you might care to share with us too that we can work to the class would be helpful. And along with that, after that foundation, you'll have 24 people to be coached, and depending on how many people we have in the class, each person typically gets about 1 to 2 people to coach. That's my experience.
That sounds about right. Now it's optional for folks. In some cases, they're not quite, folks aren't quite ready for coaching, or maybe they don't really feel it's, you know, a good time for them. So we make it optional for them. Last year, I think we had, 14 out of the 20 who did, request to work with a coach. And as I mentioned, a few of them kept that up, you know, after the program was over.
So then some of the people that do have the coaches may actually find an extended agreement where either the company or the individual would actually then pay the coach?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So that's good to know. I thought I heard some other voices. Is there a familiar voice that just joined the call?
It's me. It's Mike Lillibridge. I'm here. I apologize. I had a little trouble getting on the call, but I've been listening to you all, so I don't even think you need me, but I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, Mike, Liz had just shared with us a little bit of background on the company, the program, the tools that that the people who are being coached, the executives, the high potentials, will be getting, the Myers-Briggs, the PeopleMap, and StrengthFinders, which is new this year. We got that side of it, and I'm wondering if you could tell a little bit about the program that you've designed with the executive coaching along with Liz, and what people could expect from the actual practicum.
Well, the program is going to run 20 sessions, and we're going to focus initially on the PeopleMap so that you really become an expert with the PeopleMap, and it's important to realize that the people that you're going to be coaching have already been exposed to the PeopleMap in the leadership training program. So they already have a pretty good base of the PeopleMap. So our first goal is to get the coaches up to speed with the PeopleMap, know how to use it, how to use it in coaching, and then we're going to add the Myers-Briggs and StrengthFinders, as you all have heard. And then we're going to start to look at what is it like coaching people who are in a business environment as opposed to life coaching. So we're really going to look at really what the literature and the research shows on executive coaching, You're going to look and learn a variety of skills in working with people in the business environment. And then you're also going to get an opportunity to share and get supervision from not only Peter and I, but the group as a whole, as you talk about the people that you're coaching and what's going on with them. And so we'll have some group supervision so everybody gets an opportunity to present both people that they're working with. So that's kind of the lay of the land. We also like to leave a few sessions open so that you get to pick some topic areas that are important to you, and we will cover those topic areas. Usually those topic areas get more identified as you're working with and coaching people, and you've been trained in skills that we've already put together for you. But I think the goal is really for you to come away feeling very much that you could work in a business environment with people, you could coach people in a company and be a consultant to a company, as both Peter and I are. So that's the goal as I see it.
Great, great. And so, and Mike, of course, developed the people map and has been using it for years and years. I started working with Mike, I think it was in 2001, if that's, so quite a while. And I've done probably, I think around 500 programs, and have probably assessed, I would say over the years, if you count groups, close to 10,000 people. And I find I love the assessment. And today, whenever I do coach anybody, I start one of the foundational pieces is the people map. So I think that's going to be very useful. And so my perspective of my work with companies, and then Mike's work not only designing the people map, the program, and also this class, you know, I think you'll have very valuable perspectives between Mike, between Liz, and I, and hopefully people will find they get not only the support, but also some really practical experience on what it's like coaching an executive. And I don't know if you remember, Mike, I'm an alumni of the program. I think in 2001, that's when I first got exposed to people map, and then I think after that I decided to really go further with it and incorporate it in my business.
Do you think we should open it up and answer some questions that folks might be having?
I was just thinking that. So we have roughly, I think, 20 people. So this, I think, would be a great time for questions, to see what kind of questions come up and maybe what things you'd like to know that maybe we haven't addressed yet.
Are they on mute or not?
Hi, Mike. This is Amy. Most people are not on mute. I did have a few that were had noisy lines, so they're manually muted. I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody. And if you're not going to talk, go ahead and mute yourself. 1 second.
Thank you, Amy. Okay. Oh, there is a torrent of sound back there.
Okay.
I didn't hear
better?
What somebody said.
There was just some background noise on the line, so I muted that person again.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're on the computer and you're muted and you want to talk, just message me and I can unmute you.
Great. So that's the way. So if you get messaged, then maybe you could read out
absolutely.
The question.
Okay. Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what are the questions? Any questions whatsoever about the program, the content, what you'll get as a participant of the class?
Guys, no questions.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Mike. This is Tracy Corey.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Tracy.
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I was just wondering how common it was for somebody who's already taken PeopleMap within the last year to then go ahead and take the practicum.
Well, in what context did you take the PeopleMap?
I took it, the only context I know is the context to take PeopleMap and get certified.
Oh, okay, you took that course, great. Mm-hmm. Well, you are going to get it, you are going to get the PeopleMap again a little bit, but this time you'll also get the Myers-Briggs and StrengthFinders. And I think really what I see as the goal for this class for you is one of the things I've found working with companies, which is all I do, is work with companies, and is this will be an entree for you to move in and start working with companies. So if you want to coach people and you want to get into different companies and coach people in companies and get to know companies, use the PeopleMap like we're using it at FCCI, that's what this program is going to do for you. That's the goal of this program. We don't have enough coaches working with companies on a regular basis, not only coaching, but training, consulting, teaching. And my experience is companies are crying out for this. I've been with FCCI about 4 or 5 years now, and with several engineering firms, I was with them as long as 18 years, 15 years, and I'm with one right now for almost 20 years. So ultimately, the goal is to allow you to get to a company, spend time and work with a company, get to know the people. This is why we have Liz on talking about FCCI, giving you an education about it. Liz will be on the call, a couple of the calls at least, during the 20 sessions. She's managing and heading up the leadership program that they're going through, that these people are being drawn from. So I think the real goal, although you should be knowledgeable with the PeopleMap, that's one of our goals. We want you to be able to feel comfortable and have a skill set, because we're going to show you how do you get into companies, work with companies, and then coach people in companies. So this is where I think the next step for us is as coaches.
And Mike, just to build on what you said, I like to, you know, one, the more exposure to PeopleMap, certainly the better, the more nuanced and better we get. But also, when you look at the combination of PeopleMap and Myers-Briggs and PeopleMap with StrengthFinders, it's very useful, I think, to also see some of the other tools that are used in executive coaching, too, so that you see PeopleMap and how it plays out with StrengthFinders, and that StrengthFinders you know, is a really great program. I've done them both together, and I've done them both standalone. Sometimes I've done a PeopleMap with a company and then followed up with StrengthFinders for the next session.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tracy. Who else has a thought, comment, or question?
Hi, this is Chris. I've had the opportunity to do a similar coaching of emerging leaders at a former employer of mine, a large pharmaceutical company that had a similar program in place. I'm curious with this program if you all are doing some group coaching with the emerging leaders as well, and are there topics there that might be brought into the individual sessions?
Oh, that's a really good question. Yeah, we don't really do any group coaching. The format of the program, it's an 8-month program, and they meet once a month for about 2.5 to 3 hours, with a couple of longer sessions in the beginning and the end, and then in the middle of the program of that 8-month period. So the programs, the sessions that they complete are really just more kind of traditional seminars / workshops. There's not really a lot of group coaching involved. So really these folks' opportunity to get coaching would be the one-on-one.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
else has some comments or thoughts?
You know, this is Peter. Following up with the team coaching, I think one, I can't help but think that some of our conversations will go as we, when I look at some of the research about one of my interests is in preventing executive derailment, and mm-hmm. derailment meaning you don't either don't get the promotion or the success, or sometimes you lose your job. And what I found, for instance, the Center for Creative Leadership did a 33-year study. And what they found, the most common cause or the most common factor in executive derailment is the inability to build collaborative, trusting relationships. And so a lot of people that I work with, you know, I kind of have a niche working with the angry executive. And so what happens is I'm finding a distinct personality type that fits the angry executives. And on the other hand, when we do coaching and when you look at team coaching or so, that often when you work with an individual and help that build that self-awareness, it's also very useful, you know, in the team for people to know each other's styles and their people map profiles as well as their strength finders. So there is a real bridge that can be done to team coaching, although this isn't the focus of the class, but I do think that we'll have some discussions. I can't help but think we'll have some discussions. How do you apply this in a group setting?
I just want to reinforce this, Mike. I just want to reinforce one thing that Peter said. You know, I only coach people in companies that also I'm running trainings for. So I get to know both the company, the culture of the company, and we will look at the culture of FCCI. And the thing that strikes me with almost all of the people that I coach is exactly what Peter is saying, that most of their struggles are interpersonal in nature. They are not mm-hmm. personal. They are interpersonal. And since we're usually coaching people who are managing other people, that usually is the issue that they're struggling with in terms of their managing others. And one of the things we're going to focus on is what we call today the 8 core interpersonal competencies. And so we go over each of these competencies, and most people that we're coaching and that you'll be coaching, they will already probably be successful with some of these competencies, but there'll be some that they are not. And usually that is where their problem area lies, and we end up doing both coaching and training to help them. Any other questions that people have?
This is Liz again. I don't want to cut anybody off who has a question or a comment, but I did want to be sure that I pointed out, you mentioned, I think it was Chris mentioned that she had worked with a group of emerging leaders in her previous employer. And this group, Mike, you said it a couple times as well, this group is emerging leaders. They're not all actually currently in leadership roles. So although it's an executive coaching program, they're not, you know, VPs or directors. These are folks who we've identified through our succession planning process as being high performers with high potential. In some cases, they have no leadership experience, so this is a foundational program for them, the Emerging Leaders Program. And in some cases, they do have leadership experience. In some cases, they have a lot of it. So it's a pretty wide variety of folks who make up the group. The common thread is that they, again, all have been identified as being high potential, high performers, and also with the potential to be promoted within the next 2 to 3 years. Historically, as we look back over the last two groups of emerging leaders, we've got about 60% of the folks who've been through the program who've been promoted at least once, if not in some cases twice, since they completed the program. So there are pipeline, I guess, a pipeline of future leaders is what the group that is represented here.
And this is Peter again, just mm-hmm. not to cut anybody off too, but what I find so healthy about that is that you are developing people and it's getting them ready as they grow. And many of the companies that I work with, they're in trouble, and there's an executive or a manager that has one foot out the door because of their inability to build trusting collaborative relationships. And that's a little bit harder when they're in trouble. And what you're doing in the beginning, giving them training, the insight into themselves and others, and how to be effective leaders, I think is really fantastic, and it's refreshing. You know, my end is very refreshing.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, you could make an argument that, you know, people who are don't have any leadership experience or who are new leaders don't have anything in common with the struggles that maybe an executive might go through. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we all have to make decisions. We all have to work through others. We all have to, you know, think strategically, you know, all the things that make for a good, not just a good employee, but a good leader. So, although, again, not... these aren't necessarily our executives, but there are some of the struggles are still going to be very similar. And like Mike said, chances are pretty strong that the struggles will be interpersonal as opposed to personal.
So any other questions, too? Yeah, so I can see the match between the assessments, the People Map, StrengthFinders, Myers-Briggs, and then coaches being more immersed in these as well as applying them. And so it's exciting, and I find it you know, very rewarding to be a part of the process.
You know, let me, this is Mike again, let me just reiterate something that I had said. Well, I'll wait. Maybe someone needs to go on mute. Okay, thank you.
There we go.
Let me reiterate what I said previously, but I think it's sort of the critical crux of what our program is and the course we're trying to offer to you. If at some point you think you would like to move into corporate America in some way, whether it's a big, successful company like FCCI that's got about 1,000 employees, or you want to work with a little mom-and-pop company that's got 32 employees, this is the course that's going to help you do that. We're going to show you how do you make contact with a company, how do you get in the door, how do you offer your services? How do you provide your services as a coach? So that, in fact, one of the companies I worked with was called Atali Graphics. It was a print shop. It had 46 people. I spent a couple years working with them. About once a month, I'd be on site doing some training. But of 46 employees, I ultimately coached about 11 of the people at their request, since they'd met me and gotten to know me, and or at the owner's request, which he paid for all of these people throughout the course of the 2 years to be coached. And to me, it was profoundly gratifying because I didn't see myself as just coaching an individual, although I obviously did that with 11 people. I saw myself as ultimately being a consultant and a coach to the company. And that's how I think we see our relationship with FCCI. It's obviously a much bigger company than those 40-some-odd people in that small Italic graphics, but we see ourselves as a coach to the company. So I think we're looking to you to have an interest, if you do, to at some point, whether you work with a large company, I've worked with a couple that were between 5 and 15,000, and for many years I worked with GTE, which is about 100,000, but seeing yourself as a coach to a company, although you're working with individuals. and we want to help people make that transition from just I'm working with this individual to I'm working with a company and I'm working with the individuals in that company, and I become a resource to the company. So if that is appealing to you, then this course would be very appealing to you. And just I'm checking with you. Does that make sense to you? I'm going to assume by your silence you're saying yes. Well, do you think we need to explain more to you, or have we covered everything you want covered? We don't want to hold you on the line here if we're not answering your questions, but I'm hoping that Liz and Peter and I have been able to explain this course to you, and hopefully it's generated an interest in you. I think for me personally, Mike, I would like to leave you my phone number. And if you want to just call me individually and you have a question that you haven't asked in front of the group, feel free, or a question that comes to your mind later. So it's Mike Lillibridge, 813-220-1913. If you don't get me, you can leave a message. And my email is peoplemap, how simple is that, peoplemap@aol.com. So if you don't want to call, want to email me, but do leave your phone number, because more than likely I'd call you back to give you your answer or to answer a question for you. Anything else, guys? Liz, Peter, do you have any other closing comments?
Well, this has been good. Liz, it's great that you're on the call. I'm looking forward to the class and potentially working with you. And I'll offer my number if anybody wants to talk to me. And my number is 919-967-4106. That's 919-967-4106. And I'd be happy to talk as well. But again, looking forward to it. And hopefully we've addressed sometimes after the call, questions do come up, so I think Mike is a fantastic resource, and I'll be available too. And with that, I'll give the last word to Liz, I guess.
Liz, I'm sorry. Before sorry to interrupt. This is Amy. Before we finish up, I did have a question about what are next steps. This is a course through ILCT, and it is posted on our website. I am going to put the link to that class in the follow-up email to this call. So if you have any questions for Mike or Peter, of course you have their information, but if you're ready to go, you can go ahead and register. I believe we are offering a discount on tuition, which I will also put in the email.
Oh, great, great. That's very
okay.
Helpful.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
Thank you, Amy.
No, that's great. Thank
you.
No
problem.
The only comments I have in closing would be just simply to echo what you two have said, and that is that I'm more than happy to take any phone calls with questions if you want to hear more about the Emerging Leaders Program or the folks who are participating, perhaps some of the issues that previous participants have worked with their coaches on. I'm happy to talk with folks about that. And my number here in Sarasota is 941-907-2450, and that's a direct line to me. So don't hesitate to call. I'm happy to answer any questions from SCCI standpoint and give you more information that way.
I know it's a little late at night, or at least it is for us over here on the East Coast. I'm close to Sarasota in Anna Maria. So I just want to say I appreciate all of you getting on the phone at this hour and tuning in, and I think the three of us are all saying to you, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to just give us a call and talk to us. And we hope we see you signing up for the course, and I think it'll be a very positive experience for all of us. That's the goal.
Awesome.
Great.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for being on the call with us. And Peter,
thank
and Liz,
you,
thank you.
Well, my pleasure. Good to talk
you,
to you,
Amy, as well.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks much.
Yeah, thanks
Bye.
Too, Amy.
Have a good night.
Okay. On that note, night all.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.